Okay. Yeah, hello and welcome. We're happy to be here. We would like to talk about OpenSUSE's different shades of green. And we are both two guys. We are Benevolent. We are ex-SUSE. We are OpenSUSE. And I'm Cornelius Schumacher. Nowadays, I work for DB Sistel. That's the IT daughter of Deutsche Bahn, and I'm responsible for open source there. So I do a lot of open source still. What are you doing, Klaas?
Yeah.
And who are you?
I'm Klaas. I'm also ex-SUSE, and I'm working nowadays for Open Cloud GmbH. That is a company founded under the Heinlein Group in Berlin. And I'm also doing open source software, which is called Open Cloud.
So we are still open, and we are here because we love OpenSUSE. So what we would like to give you is a perspective from two people who are part of the OpenSUSE project, who have been there for a long time, but who are not really part of the SUSE company anymore for some time. So we would like to have some thoughts and some discussions maybe at the end about how OpenSUSE is seen from the outside world. And when we are starting with that, so we both are long time SUSE users. This is my first box. I don't know if you also started with the same box, but...
No, I'd used LST back then.
That was LST, also a great distribution. But this is SUSE Linux 1995. A colleague of mine at the university forced me to install that, and then I was hooked, and I never left. I'm still using SUSE these days. Not everywhere, because work-wise and so on, I'm forced to use Macs and other stuff, but my favorite desktop is still a SUSE desktop, running OpenSUSE. Yeah, and from a SUSE user, we both became SUSE employees. Klaas joined 1999, I joined 21. And we did quite a bit of things there. I think together we have multiple decades of work at SUSE in our belt. We worked on internal tools, as many of you might know, had fun with Baxilla and with Swamp and other great technology. So a lot of good things. I personally started with Yast. That was my first thing I did. I was really surprised recently when I found some Yast code at my current job, where I had to review some licenses, and there was some Yast code in there I had written. So that's a really interesting thing to run into. We did also a lot of other products. SUSE tried to go beyond the Linux space, like SUSE Studio, where I worked quite some time, which also played, I think, a quite important role in spreading OpenSUSE. We had thousands of variants there. Stuff like Cloud Foundry or OpenStack we spent some time on. And also, coming to the more OpenSUSE directly related stuff, we both were there when we started the build service, some things there in terms of architecture and so on. Klaas led the OpenSUSE Boosters team, and we were also part of the OpenSUSE community creation. And that was the start. You might have already heard that or remember it, depending where you're coming from. When OpenSUSE was founded 20 years ago, August 9th, that was the start of course, the OpenSUSE project as we know it today. And there's this nice quote by David Patrick, some of whom might still know him, in this press release. That was really the beginning. To get access to SUSE Linux via an open channel, and that was OpenSUSE. So, and quite some ambitious, moving ahead the state of the art of Linux, creating a welcoming, incubating environment and all that. So quite some ambition, and I think that's really something which also hooked us. I mean, we were really passionate about OpenSUSE at the beginning. And from that came a lot of good things. In terms of distribution, I think SUSE Linux already was a great distribution, and opening that made it, for me at least, the perfect distribution. With this really strong culture, if you looked at the packages, a lot of love in the packaging, a lot of extra care in doing that. World-class engineering, really, I think, in the Linux space. We always had this feeling, okay, we are really on the top of the game here. What I personally also always enjoyed that this was not just another product, but people are behind it, and we had these install parties, and we are actually using our own product on our servers and our desktops, and we're working on that. And doing this the open source way, publishing everything we did. So for me, that was really something which made a huge difference. Of course, also me with my KDE background, another story for another time, I was very happy to have this desktop distribution, which really had a fantastic desktop, met all my needs. Also, this software selection, when we started with OpenSUSE, it was still a little bit of manageable, the amount of software out in the world. So I had a lot of fun enjoying just installing everything and working with that. And I knew that packages would be available for SUSE Linux back then, but then also for OpenSUSE. Yeah, and builders of free software, that really, being the home there, I think OpenSUSE had a very strong aspect also regarding building stuff, building software, packaging software, that of course led to the build service. We will come to that. So I really love the distribution, I think you as well, but there's more than that. There's not only the technology.
Yes, there's more than that. And this community you already mentioned, I was heavily involved in founding and leading the boosters for some time. The boosters were really some people in the company of SUSE, and the mission was just to build community, to fascinate people of what we do, help them to become productive, help them to create their own ideas, do things. And we did that all with this let's change the world attitude. So the idea was really to do something that really changes the world, or maybe only the IT industry, but still that was the plan back then. So in this context, we started at some point to write the guiding principles. As you remember, the Brozzi, the famous nice cafe next to the SUSE headquarters, were in the game, where we had beers and hours of sitting there and talking, and always with this idea in mind, bringing back the power to the people, or leaving it with the people who actually really do something, who get into the jobs and do it with passion. That was a great time with great community. We started conferences, we had hack weeks. It was a very nice sponsoring by SUSE also for all these activities. Lots of people, really a great time for the OpenSUSE community at the start. And then we quit. So this diagram that I scribbled down, it shows here on the y-axis, it shows the relevance that you see when we look from the outside, or when you look at OpenSUSE in general. As long as you are an employee, everything is nice. OpenSUSE is important, OpenSUSE is cool, it's very relevant, especially during hack weeks or during conferences and all this stuff. And this is the point of time where you quit, and then suddenly the relevance drops to almost zero. That is the harsh outside world view on OpenSUSE, and that was really surprising. At least you said, when we prepared that, you said at least you would have expected that OpenSUSE is an alternative, but often enough it was not. Unfortunately not. Let's talk about that for a minute. And please keep in mind, we are still here, we love OpenSUSE, but we have to talk. So this is what Google Trends says about the whole topic. And the blue line, the small one, that is OpenSUSE. The yellow line is SUSE. And can anybody imagine what this one is? Yes, that is Ubuntu. So, and that is something we remember very well in the beginning here, when Ubuntu started to become famous and came into the market, and people were asking for free CDs from Ubuntu. We at SUSE were really saying, well, this cannot be sustainable. This cannot work. We are way better. We have the better techniques and everything. And this is the result of what Google Trends spits out today, starting from 2004 to today. So summarized here, Linux nowadays, if you look from the outside and if you talk in company and enterprise context about OpenSUSE and Linux, so everybody, or most people say, Linux is Ubuntu. Enterprise Linux is Red Hat. And then you probably all know these comments like, oh, you're an OpenSUSE, really? I use OpenSUSE. I never stopped using OpenSUSE every day in my work. And people keep asking me, oh, are they really still existing? And I bought this box in the bookshop back then, and it was a very nice distribution. And then you say it's still a very nice distribution, but it's really hard to deliver this message.
That's you. So when you look at OpenSUSE from the outside, you realize when we are inside, somehow it made all sense, and we knew what was the vision behind the build service, behind the distribution, behind the tooling, behind the community and everything. But from the outside, as you already said, I was really surprised. I thought, okay, now I can bring OpenSUSE to my new work and so on, but people just didn't hear it and used Ubuntu or whatever. So I think there's a lot of confusion, what OpenSUSE actually is about. Is it for developers? Is it for end users? What do all these different distribution flavors mean? Is it for me? It's hard to tell. So also the question, what is the relationship between OpenSUSE and SUSE as a company? From the outside, you hear SUSE, you see SUSE. And all these discussions, which we were also part of, or are still part of sometimes, about what is the right balance between community and company, where are the interests, how do we do that? From the outside, that's really a confusing discussion. Nobody really understands that. And also questions like, I'm coming back to the what is your desktop? A distribution with no desktop default, I mean, does it have an opinion? What does that mean to a strategy of a distribution? It's a mix of different interests, which is great because it provides a platform to a lot of different things as well. But when looking from the outside, I think it's really lacking a direction which is recognizable by people who are not so deep into all the details, or maybe technically not as sophisticated, but still could benefit from all the great stuff which is in there. So that was a little bit frustrating for me when I left SUSE and thought, okay, SUSE would still be a part of my life, but it suddenly vanished. Yeah, that's I was lacking the strategy.
Yes.
What about the community?
Yeah, the community. We always say we are a great community, and we are a great community, and we always have been, and that is still the case. But we also have some weird discussions in the community often. We have people who sometimes forget to be friendly and welcoming and so on. It's sometimes hard to find who to talk to. I don't want to blame anybody or create bad mood here, but I think we all have our stories about our community and how good and how bad it can be, right? And I think we should really be very careful and try to improve that somehow, because there's a lot of alternative for people out there who want to join in a free software community. And if people see that stuff is difficult. The discussions are bike shedding and going back and forth and looking into the details and personal weird discussions. They just go away and find another pot to look into, I think. That's you. Sorry.
So maybe to summarize that, we see OpenSUSE kind of as the best distro you have never marketed. It has so many great things. There are so many good things, but it's not reaching the people it should reach. As we said before, what we really love about SUSE, the engineering, the quality, also the model with SLES, I think that's pretty unique. I mean, you see that with Red Hat, for example, they changed their model. You don't get a distribution which is as close as an enterprise distribution than you get with OpenSUSE. But it's not marketed as such. It's something from the outside, it's hard to recognize that. It's free, it's open, there are a lot of good qualities, but then it's also not so easy to see that. And it has all these great tools. We already mentioned the build service. Zipper is a fantastic package manager. It has a graphical user front end with Yast and so on. And I mean, this is developing and we are getting into new technology. That's all fine. But I think this view on the distribution is... from the inside, it's fantastic. From the outside, it's like a ghost. It's hard to catch, hard to fetch. But it has a lot of qualities. Also things like, the packaging quality is fantastic. The packages are usable by end users. It has reproducible builds. It has Salsa certification and all that. So there are a lot of things which are really lacking in the market and in other areas. Because, the world moved on, right?
Yes, the world moved on, and there are lots of new ideas, like these pseudo-packaging things, where we all here agree that it's not a good idea to use pip and NPM and all this stuff and pollute your system with software that you don't know where it's coming from. But what is our answer to that? Where have we ever decided to jump on that and include it into our management tools and make these tools that people nowadays use like hell obsolete and kick them away, or app image, for example. So I can tell from my experience as somebody who produced a cross-platform desktop software how hard it is to package for only the major Linux distributions. So what you end up with is you build an app image, because you only do that once instead of 15 times for the 15 most important Linux platforms. So it's easier to package a Qt software for Windows and Mac than for Linux. Imagine that. I mean, that's ridiculous. You can do better. So why don't we have some software that is just managing app images, looking for updates, installing it, keeping it up to date, warning the user about what's going on with this crazy idea of packaging everything together, and all these things. So from my perspective, that would have been a task for OpenSUSE to give answers and understand why people are jumping to these solutions and try to give them alternatives within our ecosystem.
And one number which illustrates this is this 6.6 trillion. That's a study by Sonatype. That's the number of downloads of packages in 2024, open source software packages. And you see the curve and you see the distribution. So this is JavaScript and Python and Java and so on. And this is insane. I mean, there's a lot of open source software moved in the world, but in a way which is not as properly engineered and as consistent and so on as what OpenSUSE does and proper Linux packaging does. So for me, I see that in my current job, where I'm responsible for making sure people are using open source software in a sane way, it's always a challenge because it comes from all kind of different sources. You don't know where it comes from, if the packages are properly signed or if there are even packages and so on. And I always know, okay, if the people are using a Linux distribution, then they are on a much, much better much better place than with anything else. And from my point of view, OpenSUSE is positioned in the best way possible there, because what I've seen in the distribution is the best state of the art which is there, with the build service, with all the packaging culture, with this knowledge and the expertise of the community and SUSE as a company behind it. I think there's a lot of expertise which the world needs to learn and have. So what I really would like to wish for, if I had a wish, what the OpenSUSE community would focus on and do, is to really bring this packaging culture into the world, in whatever form that is, by using OpenSUSE, of course, but also by going where other people are and bringing some sanity in this universe of the 8.8 trillion downloads. And I think that's an important part, getting to the people, because they, of course, are also not stupid which are doing that. They use that for other reasons. And I think there is a lot still to be done. Otherwise, I think open source as a whole has a problem to get all these things under control. So one thing which I think is in the way of that is that we already said from the outside, OpenSUSE and SUSE look the same. It's just the same, no difference. And I think the strength is really in combining that and working together to bring that to the world. So now, SUSE, I should embrace OpenSUSE as their thing, and also the community should embrace SUSE as their company, and not try to be on arm's length or try to get independent or try to do political maneuvers, but really embrace this outside view that these are complementary sides of the same thing, this proper, excellent engineering culture and all what is behind that.
Yeah, somebody very relevant in this community once always said, get shit done. Who said that? Who knows? He's not here, unfortunately. I met him yesterday, but he's not here. Henne, of course. Henne, who invested a lot in OpenSUSE. He always said, get shit done instead of talking. Just do things. And that's, I think that's our advice, right? That's what we, again, wish for. Let's do things. Let's get out there and talk about how good it is and not lose ourselves in bike shedding discussions about should we move away from SUSE or not, and also celebrate 10% raise in the sponsoring of SUSE. I don't know if that's hitting the nail, right? I don't know. I just don't know. Maybe we can discuss later. That's your emotional part, Cornelius.
So that's my emotional part, because, you know, we love OpenSUSE, and I think if you really take Open to your heart and also take SUSE at your heart and to put both together, that's where you will win. So we really would like this community and this distribution to stay a part of our life, but also maybe go to other areas where we can win together.
Yes,
that's your part.
That is my emotional part, and I'm not starting to go and sing this song, but yes, please, you all have the song in mind, and that's really, I love OpenSUSE, I admit.
And never forget, have a lot of fun.
Thank you very much. Thank you for not throwing things at us during the presentation.
Other questions? Opinions?
I don't know whether it's a question or an opinion. So I'm not sure. Is it about marketing, right? Because you said technically we are doing the things right. Are we bad on the marketing side? What Is Ubuntu doing better so that they got this rise? Should we learn from that somehow, or yeah, what can we do?
I will give my answer and then let you answer your part. I think marketing is one part, of course. Marketing is important to get the word out, doing it properly, having the right audience in mind as well. I think for me, one part which is important is in terms of technology, just building the best technology is not enough. And sometimes the best technology is from a technical point of view is not the best technology from a user point of view or from how it can be accepted in the world. So I know from my own experience, I am suffering it myself. Not invented here is a serious syndrome. Sometimes maybe the second best technology, which is adopted by more people, is the better solution in the end. But then bringing in the attitude of this excellent engineering can make a difference and can create maybe this popular thing, which gives us the spread we want to reach.
Yeah. Maybe we said in the beginning this attitude was we can change the at least the IT world, and I think maybe this has been a bit weak recently in this community. I think it's still possible. We still can change the IT world. Also now that Linux is established and everybody is using it and everybody is expert in it, OpenSUSE is still outstanding, and understanding that and trying to build on that again as a community, I think that could help a lot. And then it's all these details like marketing and like doing the right decisions in product management and all this that comes on top of that. But the basic idea and the basic feeling in the community, I think, is important.
So I think an important difference between OpenSUSE and other successful Linux distributions is especially the image. So for example, Ubuntu is often seen as the Ubuntu you use when you have no experience. It's good for starters, similar to Linux Mint. And then you have Arch. When you're a geek, you have no friends, but you know IT, then you use Arch. And what does OpenSUSE stand for? And I think this question is very hard to answer because OpenSUSE is not a distribution, but the distribution would be Tumbleweed or Leap or Aeon. And I think what Aeon is going for is actually great because they try to distinguish them and create their own image about being worryless. It just works. They have that. OpenSUSE or the other OpenSUSE distros can't have that because they always depend on each other on the image side. So you don't really know what is OpenSUSE, what does it stand for, who is it for, because it's the one word OpenSUSE we use for so many different products we have. I think if we focused a bit more on what each product or distribution we have offers, we would all benefit from that through the more clear image, the more clear vision we all have, what they each stand for.
I would agree with that. One thing you mentioned I would like to comment is you said, yeah, OpenSUSE is not a distribution, this is a net and so on, Tumbleweed and so on. I mean, I think that's part of what we said is part of this confusion. What does it stand for? So it's really, I think these distributions where you don't have to ask this question, what is the distribution, what is the project, what is the community, they have a much easier life in spreading the word and getting out. So I think our time is up, or is there more time for opinions?
1 minute left.
Is there a 1 minute opinion? No, we are not singing. not enough beer yet. Okay, then thank you very much.